Tonight's reading passage is Ephesians 5:8-13. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the untruthful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. For all things become visible when you are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light.
Let me give an example of a man whose testimony was introduced. He liked drinking so much before he believed in God. He loved drinking so much that he was often drunk and couldn't come back home. Nobody could control him after he got drunk. After he was drunk, he treated his father, mother, and family, randomly. His father was, dumbfounded at his sight and quit drinking. He even sold house, farm, and even cows in his household to drink. Nobody, including his father and mother and friends, could overcome him. I believe you know whom I'm talking about. He used to, stay all night on the streets, right? But there was a work of God who makes the blind see, the deaf hear, and the dead come back to life, and loosen those who are chained in the forces of evil. When that person met God, he not only threw away things of darkness of the former life, but became a servant of God who has led many souls to the path to salvation. He is Pastor Hyungwon Chu, our shepherd's fruit of spirit. Well, what about our life in the past before we met the Lord? Well, you were much different from what you are now. Some of you just enjoyed eating and drinking, and some of you went after your own benefit, and some were well-educated but lived a rough and difficult lives because of arrogance and hatred, jealousy, pride, and stubbornness in your heart. Others suffer from poverty or various diseases. Some others suffer from the family discord. I met a member of the church recently, and the son, beats his mother. And I had a conversation. And I asked the mother how husband and wife, get along. And I heard that, husband and wife used to hit each other. So in the truth, they were not changed. So 10 years passed, 20 years passed, but they didn't change. They still argued and beat each other. And because of that, of course, she got separated from her husband, but her son beats her just like her husband did. He doesn't listen to his mother, and he beats his mom whenever his mother doesn't do what he wants. 2 Corinthians 5:18, 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." If you are in Christ, you have come out of darkness and into the light as children of God. Hot-tempered person changed into a meek person, a selfish person into sacrificial person, and a quarreling and fighting person into a peacemaker. And many people testify to that change, and then later their family are evangelized eventually. Through the message that senior pastor delivers, you've discovered yourself. And as you walk in the light, even an evil man cannot touch you. Everything will be prosperous. Diseases will go away, and all sorts of sorrow, pain, and worry will vanish. This message, Fruit of the Light, was delivered by Senior Pastor in 1998 during the 2-week revival meetings. It was delivered 17 years ago. As I was studying this message again, I thought myself like this. Back then, well, even though we are riding on the flow of the Holy Spirit, but even that time, well, Senior Pastor gave us this life, the word of life. So I pray in the name of the Lord that you may check how much fruit of the light you have borne and perfectly bear abundant fruit. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." If you walk in the light, you can bear the fruit of the light. The Bible tells us through the parables of the vine and branches and the four kinds of fields that, you know, God is pleased with, you know, abundant fruit like a farmer does. Why does a farmer sow seeds in spring and cultivate them, such as the weeding to the point of feeling pains, watering plants and spraying chemicals onto them to protect them from worms? They do so to harvest abundant and beautiful fruits in autumn. When ripened crops fill the field and trees are full of good fruits such as pears and apples and persimmons in the orchard, the farmer forges all his pains and smiles happily. But the fruit that you must bear is not the fruit of this earth, but it is the fruit of the light. So from now on, I will preach about the 4 points of the fruit of light. I pray in the name of the Lord that the orchard of your heart will be filled with beautiful and sweet fruits. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Ephesians 5:9 says, "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth." All goodness and righteousness and truth is the fruit of the light. Then, why does the fruit of the light consist in the three kinds of fruit? When a person has no malice and his deeds are from goodness, we call him good. When we find somebody gives the beggar money or takes care of the sick or does jobs that others detest, we say he's good. But no matter how good people's deeds seem, if their motive and purpose are not good, Father God does not deem them good. Suppose you helped a robber with just stolen money running away. Your deed cannot be called as goodness because it might cause loss to another person. For good deeds to be manifested as the fruit of the light, the righteousness of God must follow it. And as you heard the testimony in Mommy Magazine, he grew up, he met God, he was faithful, but he didn't do the righteousness that Father God wants him to do. So he wasted his time, and he was so shy, and he was so sorry before God. When I was a student, I heard testimonies. In rainy Friday, some said that, you know, they worried whether the Lord came back when he didn't go to church for Friday service. You cannot be called perfect only with the two factors of goodness and righteousness. It's because without truthfulness, you are not of great help to you. When disasters took place like this, and the broadcasting stations and newspapers raised donations, from little children up to old people, including students and housewives and businessmen, many people donate with a view to helping those who suffer from those disasters. But sometimes, famous people and entrepreneurs donate, not with that good purpose, but for their own fame and for their company's publicity. This is not true goodness. Well, people may praise and respect them, but in the sight of God, who knows everything, no matter how much money they donated, they are not the fruit of light because they are not truthful. To walk as children of the light and bear the fruit of the light, you must do what is right and good in the sight of God. When you do what is true, truly right and good, not because you show off yourself, but because you love God and walk in the light, it is true and you can bear the fruit of the light. Now, let me give you the definitions of these three: goodness, righteousness, and truth. First, goodness means what is good, natured, and without evil. Well, while living on this earth, a good person does not seek for his own benefits, but for others, to the point of sacrificing his own before various problems and difficulties. When you help the abandoned, the sick, or the poor, and do not cause harm to them, you are considered as good. But from God's perspective, goodness is doing good without evil. Even though you sacrifice yourself, there is no love, then it is nothing. It's written in the Bible. People may seem others are good by what they see. When they please others with plausible words or when they seem to sacrifice for others, if they did it to receive something in return, then it is not true goodness. They may judge and condemn when there is no benefit for them. And when you do something, but those others, you help them, did something wrong in return, you have to check your heart. Then you may discern what kind of goodness you have in your heart. Whether you have mercy and help them, with the heart of, loving even the enemy. If you can find yourself going 10 miles when he asks for go to the 5 miles, then you can find you have goodness in him. No matter how much you give to others, according to the word of God, if you can check with what kind of mind and heart do you give to others, and how you can react when those people react to you as if they were, your enemies, then you may find what kind of goodness you have. Before you came to this church, you may find yourself, educated. When people first attended the church, they didn't feel sorry for the sick, but escaped from the bad odor, coming from their bodies. However, they realized the love of God through the word of God and tried to resemble the Lord. And they began to feel sorry for the sick and prayed for them with tears of love. This is the heart of goodness. As you listen to the word of God and do goodness and learn goodness, the Father God will consider it as goodness. Moreover, when you realize the grace of your parents and obey them, and when you know God the Creator and obey Him, it is the heart of goodness. Well, today many children do not obey their parents, no matter how much the parents rebuke or teach. It was not so decades ago. When I was young, I'm over, 40 now. I cannot remember exactly how old I am. Well, someone said, I'm 44. But when I was a student, I think it was when I graduated from high school, there were friends who didn't go to college to sacrifice themselves to help their family. But nowadays, it's not so. Of course, you know, their parents tried to get a loan to help their children go to college. But children try to do what they want to do. And when things are not done as they wish, you know, they got, you know, they have bad feelings in their hearts. I see that kind of students nowadays. Well, what, as per God's word, obeying to parents is a good deed, and it is goodness. But if you don't obey, you don't have goodness. Not only when children disobey the parents, but when the children spoke their opinions in the face of their parents, you know, they were considered as bad children. With the passing of time, it has been more and more difficult to find good and obedient children. But Father God is pleased when Ruth followed goodness as she was doing her duty. Father God, Father God said it is goodness. However, the generation, our generation has become so evil, so many people do not do their duty. Even in the church, when I deal with many people, there were some people who have, you know, some uneasy feeling when they are happen to serve their old parents or, you know, parents-in-law in their own home. And if you're in this case, you have to remember, you know, how our Father God considered Ruth deed as goodness. How much you do your duty. Well, as I was growing up, there were many relatives, right? You know, they usually come to our house to give greetings to senior pastor. But before that, well, even though I am well over 40, I usually go to, you know, my relatives to give greetings in the Lunar New Year. Even though it is, you know, fleshly duty, we were taught to do that by senior pastor. We had to go to relatives and, you know, give greetings for Lunar New Year. That's how we were taught. And these deeds were considered as goodness by God. In addition, a person with good heart is not rude to anybody. Those who keep traffic rules while driving, and those who don't do littering, even when nobody watches them, are considered as good. I believe that you don't litter just because nobody watches you, or I don't think you spit. Well, sometimes I find some people, you know, spitting in the churchyard. Of course, they have no faith, but if servants or workers or members of the church, you know, find such people, you have to tell them that they should not do that. Even in this world, you know, it is rude to spit on the road, right? But nowadays, the generation is so evil, and, you know, they are not considered as good. Serving others and humbling oneself, and making peace with others, having no greed, no boasting, and rejoicing with the truth, all of this belong to goodness. And God says it is the heart of goodness that doesn't fret because of evil doers. Psalm 37 verse 1 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers." God says, "Do not fret because of evildoers." What if you are not thankful even for a trivial thing? The Father God will say, "You are far from goodness." When you do something, if you complain, then it is not the deed of goodness. You should rather cooperate and help each other. And wherever you are, you have to serve others, making peace to accomplish Father God's kingdom. Father God will say, it is your goodness. Have you yielded these fruits of goodness? Now, what does the fruit of righteousness mean? Generally speaking, to be righteous is to act for something morally right or justifiable without seeking self-benefit. But the righteousness and the truth has different meaning. It is to believe the word of God and obey it. When a centurion came to Jesus and asked him to heal his servant, what did he say to Jesus? Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. To show this faith is pleasing to God and considered as a deed of righteousness. Well, when I lay my hand on the sick and pray for them, you know, some of them pull my hand and put it on their sick parts of their body. If they are healed, it is so grateful. But some people have not been healed even though I prayed for them a few times. Why is that? A centurion's servant was healed by the word of Jesus. But those people were not healed no matter how many times I prayed for them, because they lack spiritual faith. Mrs. Bonglim Lee sometimes say, even by praying from this altar, you know, according to your faith, it may work. But there are some people, you know, you have to lay your hand on me and pray for me, which proves that you have no spiritual faith. You have to show your faith to Father God by believing the word of God. That is considered the righteousness by Father God. Furthermore, righteousness is confirmed in when you throw away your sins, fully keep the word recorded in the Bible, purify yourself according to the word, and are faithful to the point of death. When a woman from Syrophoenicia showed the deeds of her faith, God deemed her to be righteous. When a widow in Zarephath, who served Elijah, the prophet of God, with her last food, and when a poor put in all that she had to live on into the temple treasury, God deemed it righteous. And there was, you know, the Syrophoenician lady was, you know, considered as lower than dogs, but she rather showed her faith with a humble heart. Even the dogs are fed from the master's table. She made such, you know, professions of faith by her faith. Her daughter was healed. So she received the blessing. Again, a widow in Zarephath who served Elijah, the prophet of God, with her last food. And when a poor put in all that she had to live on into the temple treasury, God deemed it righteous. God's righteousness is not from human, but of the Spirit. By the way, righteousness of the Spirit is divided into a few according to each person's level of faith. The Bible strictly tells us to keep the Sabbath day holy. If you broke the Sabbath day because of difficult conditions, you cannot be deemed righteous. When you don't seek your own benefit in any circumstances, but keep what God commands, it is true faith and righteousness. To keep the Sabbath holy is deemed to be a deed of faith and righteousness to new believers. But those who are on the third level of faith and above cannot be praised simply because they keep the Sabbath day holy, because it is so natural that the believers in God should keep the Sabbath day holy. The level of righteousness is elevated according to the growth of your faith. So righteousness for the first level and the second level and the third level are all different. I wish that new believers will experience works of salvation and healing by believing in God the Almighty. Old believers, increase their faith so that you can be considered to have a higher level of righteousness. Now, what does truth mean? Truth has three kinds of attributes: having no falsehood, keeping one's word and promises, and having unchanging heart in any given situations. Why do many people not keep their words? Why do they break their words and promises? Because they have not borne the fruit of the truth. A man and woman love each other, but a year or 2 years later, their love changes. Why? Because they are short of truth. If they are truthful, they will keep their words in any situation and never change their mind. As I was preparing this message, I thought of senior pastor. After he met the Lord, even before he met the Lord, he lived his life like this. I believe you heard from him. He was not rude to anybody. And he didn't change his mind whenever he had his plan set up. And he kept the promises that he made. And when he met the Lord, and when he put truth in his heart, he was able to come into spirit and Holy Spirit much more quickly. I deal with many members of the church and others from time to time. Nowadays, I usually say, people are so apt to break the promises. You have to change yourself in the flesh. If you used to change your mind easily, then you have to change your mind not to change your mind easily. This way you can come into spirit and Holy Spirit. If you just pray, if you just read the word of God, you cannot change. Through prayer and word, you have to put it into practice. Then you can change. You have to ask yourself whether you have goodness, whether you keep promises, whether you can sacrifice yourself for others. And even if you do, whether you do it to be recognized by others, or whether you want to come into spirit. Or when you have ill feelings, when you do something, but when others don't do what they were supposed to do, you have to ask yourself. Whenever you find some fleshly things, you have to change yourself. Then you can come into spirit. But if you just pray to Father God, Father God, please change me to come into spirit, well, you cannot bear the fruit of the light this way. You have to put what you heard into practice according to the word of God. Even before senior pastor met the Lord, he was not rude to anybody. He did his duty. He was not late to his class. Even when he was sick, he had to go to school at the table. You know, your senior pastor, you know, told you about the deficiencies of the body. He didn't have such a thing. Even before he met Father God, he lived his life like that. That's why, after he met the truth, you know, he came into spirit quickly. So if you think you are slow to change, look back on your life. In the life of our senior pastor, you can see that he hasn't changed his mind once he met the Lord and put his truth in his heart. And he has never changed his mind. After starting the church, when Father God said, construct the Canaan Sanctuary and Grand Sanctuary. He has never said that why it's not taking place. But he always showed his faith. And because of that, even though it is invisible, we believe that it's coming. We are so quick. When senior pastor says something, we just think that it will happen easily and quickly. Well, look around. So many people savings, and they have savings, and they have, you know, a 10-year plan, 20-year plan, only to buy a house. You know, to buy a house, they have to have such a plan. Now, to have worldwide mission, to construct a grand sanctuary, we have a long way to go. But the important thing is, once Father God said, He has believed it without doubt. That is called righteousness. That's why He asks by faith. Well, we are in His prayer too. He believes that we can come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. So thanks to grace and justice that our Shepherd can do for us, we come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. This is not something we can do. It is possible because our Shepherd has believed in, has faith in us. And just because He has done something on behalf of us, there were not many things that we did. As you work harder, more diligently, you may pay for justice and you can come into Spirit easily. So I said, let me tell you the forefathers of faith in the Bible. In the Bible, Jephthah kept his word. Judges chapter 11, verses 30 to 31, when he went to the battlefield, he made a vow to God, saying, you know, whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the sons of Ammon, it shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering. When Jephthah defeated the enemy and came to his house, the person who first came out to meet him was his daughter. And he said, alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you are among those who trouble me. But he never changed his mind in keeping his vow to God. He said, I have given my word to the Lord, and I cannot take it back. He kept his vow. Truth never changes in any given circumstances. What about you? You were formerly eager to pray, evangelize, and serve the church. But now, what about you? Have you changed? You attended various services and loved the Shepherd when you were full of the Holy Spirit, but you lost the fullness? And you stay away from brothers and sisters in Christ or the Shepherd. It's not right according to the truth. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. And Hebrews 3 verse 14 says, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. In other words, you must hold fast what is good, right, and true. To bear the fruit of goodness and righteousness of the light, it must be accompanied with the fruit of truth. Now, let's look into how fathers of faith recorded in the Bible pleased God. Cornelius was one of those who pleased God. Acts 10 verse 2 says, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household and gave many you know, alms to the Jewish people and prayed to God continually. He was a centurion of Roman Empire that ruled over Israel, but feared God and served him with sincere heart. Even if he was a Gentile, a centurion of Roman army, because he gave charity to those who were in need according to the will of God and prayed to God continually, he was praised by many Jews. When he was praying, an angel of God appeared in his vision and said, as in Acts 10, verses 4 and 5, your prayers and alms have ascended as a memorial before God. Now dispatch some men to Joppa and send for a man named Simon, who is also called Peter. The angel let him know where Peter stayed. With this guidance of the angel, he invited Peter, and when he and all his household heard Peter's message, they received the Holy Spirit, spoke tongues, and exalted God. Then, what kind of fruit of the light did Cornelius bear when he pleased God? First, he showed many deeds of kindness and charity. In other words, he yielded the fruit of goodness. Although he didn't belong to Israel, God's chosen people, when he and his family heard of God, they feared God. And this tells us that he bore the fruit of righteousness by getting rid of evil. And he never changed until his charity and prayers came up as a memorial to God who is in heaven. It proves that he bore the fruit of truthfulness. So Cornelius could please God because he had yielded the fruit of righteousness, goodness, and truth. He was the first man who was baptized and saved through the Holy Spirit as a Gentile. Now, the next example is Abraham, our father of faith. His life was filled with the fruit of the light. He gave his nephew Lot the priority of choose the better land, and he was so excellent at serving others that served angels without knowing them. His heart was so pure that he didn't desire to take what doesn't belong to him. He not only possessed good heart, but also pleased God with his deeds of righteousness. God said to Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 1, go forth from your country, and from your relatives, and from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. Because he believed the word of God, though he didn't know where to go, he could obey what God told him. God showed him countless stars in the sky and told him that his descendants would be the same. It seemed impossible, but Abraham believed it. Then Genesis 15, verse 6 says, then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. When Abraham didn't look at the reality but trusted the word of God himself, God declared him to be righteous. Then, what is the fruit of truth in Abraham? Abraham's faith and deeds of faith was not changed or shaken in any situation, which is applied to truthfulness. When God tested him to give his only son Isaac as burnt offering, how Abraham reacted? If you read Genesis chapter 22 and onward, after he heard from God, he woke early in the morning, took Isaac along with two servants, and he went to the land that Father God directed. He got Isaac at the age of 100. When he was given the order to give his son as a burnt sacrifice, he didn't hesitate. When he built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, and at the time the angel of God said from heaven, do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. But now I know that you fear God, since you haven't withheld your son, your only son, from me. This shows how truthful his heart was. Because Abraham bore abundant fruit of the light, God appointed him as the father of faith and called him as the friend of God. And God walked with him, and God blessed him wherever he was, wherever he went. So Abraham lacked nothing. Don't you want to live like this kind of life? Do you? Don't you? Then you must seek for what is good. Practice the word of God with deeds and walk in the truth in an unchanging manner. If you fully walk in the light, your life is followed by evidences that God is pleased with you. As you listen to this message, you listen to many messages through the servant of God, walking by the faith, believing the word of God. You know how important it is. How much truth you have in your heart. The truth is not changing your mind in any given situation. When you face a situation which causes you troubled in your heart or disheartened, you have to look at yourself and how your heart and then what kind of status your heart is in. It's not important how much you made the progress in your level of faith. If you check whether you completely trust in Father God and fill your heart with more trust in Father God, then you can truly change. Your level of faith will increase. The goal will be higher. As I talk to workers of the church, they say, by the grace of the shepherd, you know, I did this. However, in their life, they do not make an effort. There is a case like this. There is a situation that you have to show your righteousness. But you don't show righteousness that Father God wants you to show off. You have to have correct understanding of goodness and righteousness and truth that Father God wants from you. And whenever you discover what you are short of, then you have to fill it up. The next example is Hosea. Do you know Hosea, the prophet? Hosea means, Lord, save me. He was the prophet of God when he served God in the kingdom of Israel, whose sin reached its peak. Hosea 1, verse 2 says, when the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and have children of harlotry, for the land commits flagrant harlotry, forsaking the Lord. It seemed unacceptable to him at first to take an adulterous woman. If you were in this kind of situation, what would you do? How dare to marry an adulterous woman who has not been chaste? You may think like this. Well, there were many people who suffer from pains in their heart because their wives or husbands are not chaste. It's never easy to take an adulterous woman and marry her as the spouse. However, Hosea obeyed God's command and took Gomer, an adulterous woman, as his wife. And she gave birth to two sons and one daughter. But she betrayed Hosea after marriage. She committed adultery again and again. Hosea forgave and took her back home, even though she had committed adultery with another man. He had to repeat it and suffer from many pains in perseverance. His perseverance shows how deep and great the love of God is. God revealed through Hosea, his love never changes, and he loves his people, though they abandoned God and committed sins. Now, what kind of fruit did Hosea show through that? Without love and mercy, it is impossible to forgive and take unchaste wife over and over again. Hosea did it because he bore the fruit of goodness. When God told him to take an adulterous woman, he obeyed by faith. And this is his righteousness. When Hosea obeyed the will of God to the end, enduring everything, it expresses his truthfulness. Through these fruits of goodness, righteousness, and truthfulness, Hosea pleased God. He showed the love of God to his people and prophesied the work of God's restoration of Israel. Hosea was greatly used for that. Do you want to bear the fruit of light like this? To bear the fruit of light, you must come out of darkness and into the light through rebukes. So this is the fourth thing that we have to take a look. Fourthly, let's look into why all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. Ephesians 5, verses 11 to 13 says, "Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they're exposed by the light, wherefore everything that becomes visible is light." Your faults are exposed according to the word of God, and you can come to the light. Even when our senior pastor was a novice Christian, he rebuked himself to fully obey the word of God. Whenever he found his faults while reading the Bible, he cast them off right away. For what he couldn't cast off right away, he fasted and prayed all night until he removed them all. 30-day fasting, 3-day fasting, a week fasting, 40-day fasting. He looked around himself to find something to be exposed by the light and made all kinds of efforts to live in the truth. As a result, he has received amazing blessing and love from God, as you can witness as of today. He has become the best servant of God in this world. He awakens you why you suffer from those trials, and he exposes what is against truth by the light. He is very aware that only when he exposes what is wrong by the light and correct and teach you to the right way, will you come forth into the light and spirit. So he reproaches you and exposes your transgressions. Then sleeping souls wake up, come out of darkness into the light, and receive blessing. You know, whenever senior pastor meets with the pastors, most of the time, senior pastor, rebukes us. And at the end, he always takes care of us with love. Well, as we were growing up, from time to time, we were rebuked by senior pastor. He told us what we did wrong according to the word of God until we fully understood it. And he told us we had to be punished. And he prayed to God, and so that, we could come into light without committing the same sin again. He prayed first. And he prayed so that, we would not have ill feelings in our hearts. Then we were punished by senior pastor. But after all was over, he bought us a snack and enjoyed them together. So he rebuked us, and at the same time he showed his love for us. We could feel that even though he rebuked, he did it because he loved us. We felt it, and you felt it too. Sleeping souls wake up, come out of darkness and into the light. They receive blessing and good health and run the race of faith in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Then, because of that, now we can have hope for the place between the first and second floor of Shepherd's Castle. Even if nobody rebukes and exposes your transgressions, if you expose yourself by the light and correct wrong ways and walk in the light, how wonderful will it be? From time to time, you listen to the words of God, many words of God. Arming yourself with the word of God and listening to His words are completely different. As you arm yourself with the word of God, you listen to God's word, then when the word of God is get rid of hatred, then you have to remove hatred from your heart and fill your heart with love. Even though you're old, even though you have no memory power, you can arm yourself with the word of God well. If you find something that you have to get rid of, you have to work hard to get rid of it. It is the way to arm yourself with the word of God. Of course, you have to listen to the word of God and you have to memorize them. It is important. If you don't have bullets, if you don't have armor, you cannot shoot your gun whenever it's necessary. If you don't listen to His word, if you don't memorize His words, then you cannot listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because, I mean, when the Holy Spirit teaches you what you're doing is wrong, since you don't remember the word of God, you have to be reminded of the word of God when the Holy Spirit talks to you. So, of course, you have to listen to the word of God and you have to memorize Bible verses. And at the same time, you have to pray, and most importantly, you have to put them into practice. This is to arm yourself with the word of God. Well, you wish to change yourself by listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. But you don't. Not because the Holy Spirit doesn't talk to you. I looked around and people disobeyed to the voice of the Holy Spirit. People create wall between them and the Holy Spirit. Even the Holy Spirit gives you in understanding and inspiration. You don't listen to His voice. Even God can inspire you through the mouth of a donkey, through servants of God, through messages, through tapes, through the Holy Spirit inspires you, but you ignore them. That's why you are slow to change. You have to realize this. Of course, there are many reasons why you don't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. But you listen to the word of truth in the church through many servants of God. So, for example, if you have to get rid of one, deficiency of the body, there are people who have good etiquettes, but we cannot say they are people of spirit. It is important to get rid of the deficiencies of the body, and at the same time, you have to make your heart resemble the heart of the Lord. It is necessary. Well, let's say you spill as you eat. It is not sin. However, as you resemble the Lord, it is something that you have to change and fix and correct. Because our Lord wouldn't do that. By the same token, when people do not spill at the table, we cannot say they are people of spirit. However, the thing that I'm trying to say to you is that you may listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit by your heart or by people around you. You have to ask yourself whether you ignore them so easily. In any situation, you can be given the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Well, because of the situation I'm in, you know, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. No, they can understand my situation. If you make an excuse and create a wall, and when it is truly necessary, you cannot listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Senior pastor testified, he didn't sleep for long hours, but the Holy Spirit woke him up. But one day, he didn't listen, and he slept. Twice, he didn't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then, when he didn't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit woke him up, third time, and there was no work of the Holy Spirit anymore. He had to repent. He had to repent and beg for forgiveness of God. Then, you know, the work of the Holy Spirit continued. Those who came into Spirit, you know, they were told that, you know, they have to come into Spirit by the voice of the Holy Spirit. To do that, they have to be armed with the Word of God well. Because that's the way, that's the easiest way to be guided by the Holy Spirit. So, you have to obey well as the Holy Spirit inspires you. Then, obeys the rebukes by others, then you can truly change. Remember, you may be rebuked by people around you, then you have to obey it too. It's a long time ago. If there is no love as a rebuke, there will be no fruit. So, when you rebuke people, you have to see whether you can find the fruit in them. Then, if there is no fruit, and there was no love in your rebuke, you have to realize this. Whether you rebuke people out of your ill feeling or with love. Especially if you're a worker of this church, you have to check this. Even though you rebuke people, but people do not change, then you might have rebuked them out of your self-righteousness. Well, in the pastor's office, I told a pastor to do something. I think I rebuked her. But she didn't take it easily. And she didn't make an eye contact from then on. Then later, she met senior pastor, and she was rebuked by the same, she rebuked by senior pastor. But she was so happy to be rebuked by senior pastor. And I said, I rebuked for the same manner a few days ago. But at the same time, I realized many things. I rebuked her, but she didn't take it easily. But she was rebuked for the manner. She rebuked by the senior pastor for the same manner. For the same matter, she took it easily. Why is that? Well, the fault lied with me. I started to pray. Senior pastor taught us a lot. When people do not change, even after you rebuke them, then you rebuke them out of your self-righteousness, not from love. In your own self-righteousness frameworks, you look at people, you rebuke them. So you have to discover yourself as you rebuke them. Well, I started to pray from then on. And I found so much evil. Evil that I didn't love people. I had no virtue, gentleness. There were signs of they were in the traces of, you know, evil. And I repented and got rid of such things. When I rebuked people in love, then they can take it easily. If they don't, then my rebuke was based on my self-righteousness and ill feelings. So you may apply this to you too. So to grow up in your level of faith, you have to realize this thing too.
그런 생명의 그 시간들이 되어지시기를 바랍니다. 하나님께서 다윗이 범죄했을 때
When David sinned, God exposed his sin by the light and allowed him, you know, undergo trials so that, you know, he could stand on the rock of the word. You must expose the sins of your loved ones and let them go to the right way. You must cast out darkness from them and lead them to dwell in the light. Around you, if there is a pastor who rebukes you a lot, then you have to realize that the pastor loves you a lot. You have, let's say, you when you deal with your children, you rebuke them because you love them, right? Do this and do that, and study well, and behave. Not because you dislike them, but because you love them, right?
So,
you should love to be rebuked more than to be loved by others, by people around you. Please rebuke me to change me out of love. If you can say that, then it may help you a lot. David loved God, and God loved David so much. When David sinned, Father God made him undergo trials so that he could turn back by repenting and get rid of, you know, fundamental sin and evil. As Father God loves us, He wants us to change. So He rebukes us to come to the light. If there is no rebuke, we are illegitimate children, and we should be forsaken by God. So when we are rebuked, we should come to the light. Tonight, I deliver the message about the fruit of light. When you walk as the children of the light, you can bear the fruit of the light, goodness, righteousness, and truthfulness. I would like to conclude this message. If you bear the fruit of the light and please God, you can receive anything you ask for and any kind of blessing. And in order to bear abundant fruit in the light or fruit of the light, it is important to be exposed by the light and throw away the things of darkness and come forth into the light. But we must not forget one more thing. As I said earlier, you must rebuke others in the Lord and in the love when you do it. You know, Mrs. Bonglin, my mother, in the past, you know, she wants to be praised by senior pastor. Senior pastor, I did this, so please praise me. And senior pastor used to say, you want to receive reward on this earth, all of them? Of course, she doesn't do things to be praised. So, senior pastor nowadays, you know, commends her a lot. But when she didn't have that kind of level of faith, you know, senior pastor rebuked her a lot. I think she was the one that, you know, senior pastor rebuked most from this altar. You should know that when we are rebuked, it is a great blessing. to come into light, you should enjoy being rebuked. Ephesians 5:11 says, do not participate in the untruthful, unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. You must expose your sins by the light, not by hatred, but by love. With love, you must lead them to come out of darkness and into the light. Father God gave up His only begotten Son because He loves us so much like this. Father God wants us to come out as the fruit of the light and receive blessing. And most of all, Father God wants you to come into New Jerusalem. That's Father God's heart. I hope that you can feel this. Through the shepherd, Father God gives us the word of light. But don't ignore them. There are many words of God in this church. Put them in your heart and discover what was not properly practiced in your life, and find how much fruit of light you bore. And I hope that you can truly please Father God as the fruit of light and come to New Jerusalem and enjoy glory along with the shepherd together. You know, I say hello to fish whenever I sing the song about, you know, enjoying ourselves in heaven. Father God rebukes us with heart of love for us to come into New Jerusalem. I hope that you can realize this and bear the fruit of light in your life. As advertised in Mami Magazine, there is a Feast of Spirit. I heard that they had wished to come to Feast of Spirit. But now, people are less in the fervent about they are not, you know, fervent to come to that, you know, Feast of Spirit. Well, you should be steady. You should be unchanging. You wanted to come to Feast of Spirit all the time, right? I mean, last year. Then you should have the same heart. I hope that you can maintain such faith all the time. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may bear the fruit of light like this. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, Almighty, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on the internet, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts from them, and drive away all tests and trials from them. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Father, heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all kinds of inflammations, go away and be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and the heat, let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air, evil forces of darkness, go away. And the servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disaster throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.